ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. ஓமஜானதிமிரந்தஸ்ய ஜானாஞ்சனசலாகய சக்ஷுர் உன்மிலிதம் யேன தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குருவே நமஹ. நம ஓம் விஷ்ணு பாதாய கிருஷ்ண பிரஷ்டாய பூதலே ஸ்ரீமதே பக்தி வேதாந்த ஸ்வாமினிதி நாமினி நமஸ்தே சாரஸ்வதி தேவே கௌரவாணி பிரசாரணி நிர்வீசேஷ சூன்யவாதி பாஷ்யாத்ய தேச தாரிணி வாஞ்சாகல்பதருப்யஶ்ச கிருபா சிந்துப்யைவ ச பதிதானாம் பாவனேப்யோ வைஷ்ணவேப்யோ நமோ நம. ஜய ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதார ஸ்ரீவாசதி கௌர பக்த விருந்த. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. தேங்க்யூ பிரஜ்விஹாரி பிரபு. பிரஜ்விஹாரி பிரபு இஸ் அ ஆச்சாரிய ஆஃப் கிராட்டிடியூட், ரைட்? யூ மே ஹவ் டன் சம்திங் வெரி வெரி ஸ்மால். ஆனந்தன் பூ கேன் வாட்ச் வித் மீ 25 இயர்ஸ் பிஃபோர் அண்ட் யூ மே ஃபார்கோட்டன் பட் பிரஜ்விஹாரி பிரபு வில் ரிமெம்பர், ரைட்? யூ ஆல் அக்ரி வித் மீ தோஸ் ஹூ அசோசியேட் பிரஜ்விஹாரி பிரபு? Sometimes we will not even remember also, kiya kya maine, but he will remember. So he's the best person to speak of 5 hours, a theme of gratitude. For me, it's a very difficult service to speak because I keep forgetting. But I'll speak something exciting for you, for which you will be grateful to me now. Before I came here, there were some devotees were discussing that the program is extending a little longer, right? The original program was supposed to be 12:30. Our aarti was supposed to start. Prasad was supposed to start that time. So they didn't know that I was the fourth speaker. So discussion was going on, right? And I was also hearing. So one of the devotees, "Arey, kaun bolne wala hai? Prasad chalu nahi hua abhi tak." And then what happened is one of them joked also, said, "Maximum devotees are hearing on YouTube. They are eating prasad and also watching on YouTube, right? But those who are in temple, they have to wait now for the fourth one to get over." So I decided to check in the Prasadam hall first and come here. And you'll be grateful to know that Prasadam has already begun. And this offering is available on the FM 106 and also on the YouTube also. So sometimes when I speak, I close my eyes so you can take your opportunity to escape and take Prasadam, which is most important, Radha Gopinath's feast. So the topic for today is gratitude. I am indeed very grateful that I got an opportunity to sit here. I don't deserve this. And the best part is that I am very grateful to this temple, Radha Gopinath's temple, because after coming to this temple, I got connected to all the devotees here and who are hearing me wherever they are. So the connection has become very strong. One connection, like, if you have Krishna with you, he connects to you to everyone. Like our Shivarampur was mentioning one of his Bhagavatam class. The girl gets married, right? So she has a family, a father, mother, uncle, aunt. But when she gets married, she connects to one man. And through that man, she gets a bigger family. Because all the in-laws and their cousins there. So similarly, we come to Radha Gopinath temple and get connected to Gopinath, Radharani. And they connect us to their whole family. A beautiful family here. So this, how I got connected, as Rajviyari Pu introduced me, that I am the son of Krishna Kshetra Prabhu and Subhadra Mataji. So I'll tell you one thing, this is the most wonderful glorification I like, more than whatever else comes, because it connects me to my roots, right? It's very important. Like when you're driving a car, then you know in the car there is a shield. When the front glass from which you see through, right? And you're driving the car. But then you also know you have 3 more mirrors to look at. The side ones and the rear view, right? So while driving, you keep looking at those 3 mirrors also. Similarly, as we drive fast in our Krishna consciousness, we should not forget looking at those 3 mirrors, what was behind us, right? What was behind us which brought us to this stage, and who are behind us, who were the one who were pushing me also. So this is a time of going back at our roots, Whenever I would meet Radhanath Maharaj, my spiritual master, we would meet for many meetings. So meetings would be more into other kind of responsibilities of management or yatra. But whenever I met him alone, single, very few of them, the first thing before even I would start or he would start the discussion is, first question is, how are your parents? So down the line, last so many years I joined, 1999, almost 22, 23 years. And the same question Maharaj asked me, Radhanath Maharaj, how are your parents? And that keeps me going, that you should not forget that you are here because of your parent. And indeed, I am grateful to my father because he was the one who got me to Krishna consciousness. And I am grateful to Srila Prabhupada because of his book. My father became a devotee and then he made me a devotee. He made my mother a devotee and he didn't stop there. He was very excited to make devotees. He is not a big preacher and speaker like that, but I would say that he is a silent preacher. He knows one thing, you just give Prabhupada in form of book, Prabhupada will speak to them. He will preach. And at this time today, 2021 July, in our whole family, literally everyone is devotee because of his contribution. My father literally gave books to everyone, made sure they read, and they all are devotees. Either some of them are initiated, some of them are chanting 16 rounds, some are chanting 4 or 5 rounds, but all are practicing Krishna consciousness and very favorable. So I am grateful to my father, my mother, I am grateful to Srila Prabhupada for his books. But I want to take a one step behind now, little back, before the book. Right? Because many times when I am introduced, the first introduction which comes for me in my services, I am part of the book distribution program, right? I remember one program I had gone there, some new program, and one devotee was like suddenly trying to, like he just got up and he was introducing me. When you are not prepared with the introduction, then you know what happens, you know. People are very impromptu, they speak anything. So he was trying to figure out, Prabhuji was a devotee, Prabhuji ne ye seva kiya, wo seva kiya, what seva kiya, he didn't know, but he just was introducing me. And then he fumbled. Then one Mataji reminded, "Arey Prabhuji, book distribution ka bola nahi aapne?" So then many times I get introduced for a book distribution. But I'll tell you that this book distribution, the root of book distribution is something more deeper, which I want to share today. And that's where Radha Gopinath, the deities of Radha Gopinath, Shri Radha Gopinath, their reciprocation finds a beautiful picture. This is year 1989. I will introduce you to my grandmother, my mother's mother. We call her Amma and Lakshmi Devi, right? Uneducated, Angutha Chap, she did not know how to read or write. She raised three sons, one daughter, toiled very hard, no money, literally from rags. And but her determination to be spiritual was so strong that even though she did not know how to read, how to write, she would catch someone in the neighbor who knew how to read or write and tell them to read Ramayana, read Mahabharata, some scripture. That was her spiritual zeal. And she kept it in spite of all the problems in the family. She kept the spiritual side strong. And she tried a lot to keep their, to get her sons, her daughter-in-laws also into this realm of tasting the spirituality. But somehow she was not able to do it because she was not a preacher. How much she can push? So one day she met my father, right? And she asked my father that you are doing everything so good. Your family is good. Your kids are growing. But I find there is one shortage in your life. So my father, because mother-in-law is addressing, so father has to be serious, right? When in-laws speak, you have to be very serious. Sometimes you can't be serious with your own mother or father, but you take your in-laws very serious. It's a part of life. So she told, you have to take spiritual life serious. Then he told, what does that mean, spiritual life serious, you know? And she told that, well, you should read Bhagavad Gita. So my father decided to search Bhagavad Gita. There was no Bhagavad Gita at home. So then he said, at least I should make her happy of buying a Bhagavad Gita. So 1989, he hears this from my mother, from his mother-in-law, my grandmother, and he next day goes to the office. Fortunately, Krishna's arrangement, he comes to a client at Churchgate, happens to be December book marathon. He comes out of Churchgate railway tunnel, out walking, and there is a stall. Bhagavad Gita discount me. And he's thinking, wow, I need a Bhagavad Gita and there's a discount here. So immediately buys a Bhagavad Gita. Thanks to the devotee from Radha Gopinath temple who did not just give a Bhagavad Gita but gave a card inside the Gita which had the temple address and a Sunday feast program address. So father took the card and thought, let me go and check. So next day was Sunday. So father came all the way from Kandivil where we were living to the temple here. Just imagine, Saturday he gets a Gita, Sunday is in temple here. He doesn't know anything about temple. And then in the temple there is announcement, from tomorrow there is a Gita course. And he's thinking, my mother-in-law told me to read Bhagavad Gita. She'll be happy if I attend the Gita course because reading is too tough, you know. So he joins the Bhagavad Gita course. And everyone who knows here, Bhagavad Gita course, if you join, you get to know a lot of things about Krishna consciousness. He began chanting Hare Krishna, one round, two round, 1989. But now there was a big, big perplexity. He has found a love for Krishna, but now he has to hide that love because, you know, if he shows that love, people will become surprised in the home. And he also wanted to share that love. It's something like a girl or a boy who have found their love, you know. But they are very, very cautious to reveal that. And they are looking for a time when I can reveal so that pakka ho jai sambandh, right? So 1989 to 1993 were the times where he kept that Krishna consciousness very hidden. No one in the family knew that he was practicing so much. But he would come regularly temple here, attend programs, stand, sit behind somewhere. There was no council system that time. 1992 something, the council system was actually properly evolved. So he would come regularly and everything he would bring in the home was all for his Krishna consciousness. Like for example, he bought a 2-in-1. That time 2-in-1 was a very famous thing, right? 2-in-1, the radio and the tape recorder. And I thought he has got for me. He said, yes, I got for you. But actually, he had got because there was this Hare Krishna library. He wanted to hear all the lectures of Radhanath Maharaj and other devotees. So all hidden, all hidden. And my grandmother was watching all that. She could perceive the transformation my father is undergoing. So she was very happy. And she came to know that he is chanting Hare Krishna. So see, now the culture, my grandmother was into Ram consciousness, right? She was a Ram devotee. But now she is finding that I guided him, but he is now going towards Krishna, you know. So there can be little, sometimes happens, you know, like I remember one time I told my grandmother when I just became devotee, Hare Krishna. She said, Hare Rama. Right? You have seen that sometimes there is Ram Bhakta, they say Hare Rama. Pahle Rama hai, baad mein Krishna hai. Why are you chanting Hare Krishna? So chant Hare Rama, Hare Krishna. So for her it was a surprising thing, but she accepted, she was very happy, at least something is happening from her side, from this son-in-law's side. So meanwhile, my father was slowly trying to pull everyone slowly, slowly. He would give me a book. He said, you read this book. So one small book. And I opened Prabhupada's book, I saw the last page. The last page, like this book is there, na? So open from here. The last page was like this, you know. And there was a staple. And a paper. And I saw 3-4 names there. His colleague's name. I saw one of my uncle's name also there. I said, what is his name? So today you are taking this book now. So after you give this book to me, I'll write your name there. You have read this book. So I'll not give you the next book, the same book. Now, that is real organized preaching, right? So I took the book and then because father wanted me to read, I did not know what I was reading. I just read through the whole book because I wanted my name to come in every book. Because I was a 17-year-old boy that time. So all books, names should be there. So in this way, I wrote many books of Prabhupada. I did not know what I read. And slowly, slowly things were coming. He's trying his best to get us to temple. But you know, one day he said, please come to temple. I said, I'm not interested. He told our mother, please come to temple. He said, today I'm out of work. You know. So one day he told, you know, today there is a program in Khar. Radhanath Maharaj is giving program. I said, who is Radhanath Maharaj? You come and see Ola. So 1991, that was the first program I attended, Khar Satsang program. And you know, you come to a Satsang program, Radhanath Maharaj, you are into assembly line. You know, you just enter and he takes you through a lecture, dancing also. You just cannot stand there because everyone is dancing, you also have to dance. So I was also moving ahead and dancing with the father. And father was wondering, I never seen a father dancing. Here he is dancing. And then he takes me to our, my father takes me next to Maharaj and everyone is meeting Maharaj. And I was thrilled. Then he told me that this is Mahaprabhu, Prabhu is advocate. And he's distributing free mala. You take from me one mala. Free mein mil raha hai, lenge. I took one mala. Then he said, these are doctors, these are engineers, very qualified people, you know. So I was surprised. I was just coming to my 10th and 11th and 12th career opportunities. I saw so many people, talented people, qualified people here. It had a lasting impression in my heart, but I was like, okay, theek, no problem. I went home, forgot all the thing. Then 1992-93, suddenly one day I woke up in the morning, I saw my father was having a big grown mustache, you know, really big fat mustache. Morning I wake up, I see there is no mustache. Can you imagine for finding a father, 35-year-old man, so many years with mustache, suddenly no mustache. I thought he's my father's brother or his father only, you know. I said, what happened? He said, oh, galti se daadi karte karte mooch nikal gayi. I said, never before the galti hua nahi, aaj kaise galti ho gaya? He said, my mustache will grow, don't worry, pay too much attention. I said, okay, no problem. And I saw that mustache was not growing at all, you know. Then I asked, what happened to your mustache? He said, abhi nikal gaya to nikal gaya, kya problem hai? Nikal gaya. So I was very shocked because for him to face the whole world without many of you experience, you had mustache. Like Krishnampu also had mustache, right? Oh, you will agree with that. Big person in Siemens, you know, with mustache and suddenly no mustache. Everyone walks, what happened to you, you know? So he walks in his office, everyone's surprised. And most surprised is my grandmother. And she's thinking, I wanted him to be spiritual, but what kind of line is entering? You know, mustache ban nikal diya. Hare Krishna, lectures. So she's watching all that fun, you know, what's happening. She's intrigued. So my father was trying to bring me and my mother to Krishna consciousness, but it was very difficult for him because he was doing very slowly, silently. Thanks to his wonderful effort and his sincere desire, in Mira Road came in the year 1993-94, all the stalwart doctors. All of them took houses, rented them. Chaitanya Polyclinic began. And he was so happy. There was a program. And Radha Gopinath walks in for a program. And now my father has all the big guards, you know, full support to make the whole family into devotee. Because now qualified devotees have come to Mira Road. So he pulls me to one program. I go to Radha Gopinath's program. I am very happy to hear Radha Gopinath, especially he makes beautiful fun. He makes everyone happy in his lecture. Right? You cannot be boring in Radha Gopinath's lecture. You can just wait. Abhi Prabhuji kuch bolne wale hai, aisa kuch, no? So I would hear the lecture and then... But that time I was also going to gymnasium for building a body and all. Suddenly one day Radha Gopinath comes in the lecture and said, I stay back here in Mira Road. Why don't you come for morning program tomorrow? So I said, what time is the morning program? He said, morning 5 o'clock. And I remember 6 o'clock I go to gym. What to do? And he said, Prabhuji, tomorrow I'll come one day, no problem. So I went to Mangalarti. It was a real changing, you know, because Mangalarti first time, Vishwarpool's house, DTs were there, the replica DTs of Radha Gopinath, get chance to Tulsi Arati, Mangalarti and so on and so forth. And I just loved it. I thought it's an everyday program. So I came next time also. And Vishwarupu was for a surprise because I knocked the door when he was had just taken bath. I said, why you came in the morning? So Mangalarti is there, right? So I began to come up Mangalarti. I forgot all the gyms and all that. And I was in Mangalarti then. Meanwhile, I'm bringing all the story back to my grandmother, right? And she's watching all the fun, you know. Slowly, slowly, father has hooked up to Hare Krishna. See, Hare Krishna can be a strange phenomenon for many people who are very, very cultured, traditional, brought up in India, right? But Hare Krishna malum hai, lekin Hare Krishna log malum nahi kya karte log. So she was really surprised, then I took up Krishna consciousness, my mother took up Krishna consciousness. And then, you know, when you take up Krishna consciousness, when you're new, I used to go and debate with her. So Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And she said, no, Vishnu is Supreme Personality of Godhead. From Vishnu, Lord Ram came, and after Ram avatar, Krishna avatar came. And I would prove from Prabhupada books, no, Krishna is Supreme Personality. Yes, imagine, she was thinking, I told my son-in-law to just buy one book, become little spiritual, and where this whole thing is going, you know, that they are becoming a kind of fanatics, you know, Hare Krishnas and all. But she was very, very, because she was the spiritual head of the family, and here there was some competition coming, you know, trying to tell her, you are not so important now, Krishna is important. But she bare the whole truth, and then she wanted her sons to become also devotees, spiritual minded. My father went and, like a crusader, went to that family and also gave books to them. And slowly, one by one, my three uncles, they all started reading Prabhupada books, they came to temple, now they are all three are devotees. My one uncle's family is initiated fully. Bharadhanath Maharaj, one uncle is initiated by Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. And the whole family was taking up what? Not Ram Bhakti, but Krishna Bhakti. And she was watching that whole thing. She was smiling within. And she knew something is mystically happening. A whole family is coming and going towards Hare Krishna. But because Hare Krishna appealed to the family more than just some traditional values, so they became devotees slowly, slowly. And one day, I remember, this was before I joined, Radhanath Maharaj came to our house. And when he came to our house, I told my father, please, you bring grandmother also. You know, she is the one who pushed you to buy a Bhagavad Gita, and now we are all devotees. So father, mother, my sister and I was sitting, Maharaj came, and grandmother also was there. So my father was introducing everyone, and he said, this is my mother-in-law. But then I added to Maharaj, Maharaj, she is the one who pushed my father to buy a book, and then we are all devotees now. So then Radhanath Maharaj saw, Maharaj sees in a grateful way, you know, he saw my grandmother and said, thank you so much. By your push, you are such a nice devotee. By your grace, the whole family has become devotee. And that's it. She becomes like a lover of Radhanath Maharaj. She really loved Radhanath Maharaj. She was thinking, Hare Krishna is no problem, but this Maharaj is very good, you know. He is very grateful to everything. So we also learned our lessons. We all became mature in our Krishna consciousness slowly, slowly. And we did not debate with my mother, our grandmother anymore. But eventually, the most striking thing which came in our family was I decided to join. Which was a shock for my uncles, you know. Because they thought, Hare, ek hi ladka hai, wo bhi aa raha hai. So they were a little annoyed. Of course, I will not, because my uncles are speaking here, so I have to be careful. But some of them felt that if I take up Krishna consciousness very seriously, maybe my son will join, you know. So that those kind of things were there, but my father balanced the whole thing. My grandmother was watching all that. And she was accepting that change. She was thinking, this is all Krishna's arrangement, Ram's arrangement is coming in the family. I'm building up the whole theme now. The climax is coming. And one day after I joined, I got saffron, I came home. I went home, I met my grandmother. My grandmother saw me and she embraced me. I said, can I embrace you? I said, yes, why not? She embraced me in my saffron dress. She said, you know, I said, you're happy with my joining? Then she said that, well, I am so happy that all my sons and grandsons, they're getting well qualified, they're settling down, they become devotees. But it's a great, great fortune for our family that one of our family members has joined full time. I'm so happy with you. And that was like a blessing for me to know that my grandmother was happy, because she was more spiritually inclined than anyone. But I saw she becoming more and more serious in her bhakti. She was like, I forgot to tell you one thing, that she was uneducated, but I remember she would get my mother regularly to her home where she was staying with my uncles. And she made my mother read the whole Ramayana. My mother just told me now only that before I came to Krishna, I was least interested in reading those books. But I had to read because my mother was forcing me, you know. So my mother said she had read through me so many times Ramayana, so many times Mahabharata, Bhagavatam. So she was a voracious reader and shravan of Krishna Katha. Now, one particular Vrindavan Yatra, I saw my grandmother in the Yatra. I was surprised. I told my father, she is chanting 16 rounds of Hare Krishna mantra? Because I knew she is chanting 24 hours Ram mantra. Father said, yes, we convinced her. So she is chanting Ram also and 16 rounds of Hare Krishna also. I said, that's really someone to really open up so much. And she was so happy with the Vrindavan Yatra. And slowly, slowly, my uncles became more serious in Krishna consciousness, aunties and their children, they became, and she was accepting everything very positively. And then, it is said towards the end of her life, as she was moving towards, she became very Krishna conscious. She was addicted to Krishna Katha. Addicted to Krishna Katha. Sometimes people would run away from her because she will catch and for 2 hours speak Krishna Katha. बोले कोई तो चाहिए बात करने के लिए. एंड शी विल स्पीक ओनली कृष्ण कथा. सो शी विल गो इन द देर इज द प्लेस वेर माई अंकल रिव्यू नताशा पार्क. नो सो लेडीज समटाइम्स गेट डाउन देर एंड दे हैव देम कट्टे बैठ के दे डिस्कस ऑल अबाउट सोसाइटी देयर फैमिली लाइफ. बट शी वुड गो एंड सिट इन बिटवीन देम एंड स्पीक कृष्ण कथा एंड दे वुड रन अवे फ्रॉम देयर. दैट वॉज अ रियल एडिक्शन ऑफ स्पीकिंग कृष्ण कथा. एंड सो वंस इन अ मंथ और वंस इन टू मंथ्स आई वुड गो टू विजिट माई फैमिली माई पेरेंट्स स्पेंड टाइम विद देम. And my mother would say, you should also visit your mother, you know, grandmother. She wants to speak Krishna Katha. So you are the best person to hear because you have a lot of training in temple to hear long Krishna Kathas. But I had not much time. But I would sometimes go specifically with full time that now I have to sit in front of her. And she would say, you speak first because you are advanced devotee. I would speak 5 minutes. Then she said, oh, wait. And then she would speak for 1 hour. So that was her addiction to Krishna Katha. She was like addicted and she began chanting Hare Krishna. Ram Mantra was going on. And I was in temple here. I didn't have much of a connection with her. But I saw her so much slowly towards the end of her life becoming more Krishna conscious. And I would always remember that it is because of her that we are all here in Krishna consciousness. We should not forget that. We should rare mirror that this lady is the one who pushed my father. And she made sure that he bought the Bhagavad Gita and rest my father's sincerity that he took up Krishna consciousness and then he connected everyone. So then one particular year, this is 2016 now, I was traveling abroad and suddenly I got a news that, you know, when I was traveling, I got a WhatsApp message from father. Your grandmother is serious and she's in the Bhakti Yoga hospital. I said, oh, this is not the right time for her to be serious because I just began my tour. More 30, 25 days were there in the tour. I can't cancel all that, come back, you know. But I said, oh, you keep updating what's happening. He said, she is getting worse and worse, but she is very conscious. And she's in Bhakti Yoga Hospital and she's happy. Because the devotees, they all knew her in Mira Road. So they would come, doctors would come and they would say, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, they would say to her. Right? She would be happy. And they would chant for her. And in hospital, you know, I mean, if you want to be Krishna conscious, apart from temple, the best place today is Bhaktivedanta Hospital, right? To be Krishna conscious. Just now, just 2 days back, someone sent a message in the group that there's one devotee who is going through a lot of suffering. She may leave her body, one Mataji from Vikroli, and we're wondering what will happen to her. And suddenly we got a news that she's in Bhakti Hospital. Safe hands, right? Now she's in safe hands. Jagannath is there and Vishwarupu arranges. Radhanath Maharaj should talk with her. This is amazing. How she would have even connected to Radhanath Maharaj? Maybe Maharaj doesn't know her name, even though she is a disciple. Maharaj has so many disciples, right? But it is Bhaktivedanta Hospital's credibility that they connect to people and make sure they are Krishna conscious. So she was there, she was herself Krishna conscious in the best of environment, and I was counting days. I knew any time the news may come. And I was looking at different dates. Aage piche kya hai? Tithi is coming. And one fine day, my father messages me that today your grandmother has left her body. So I was very sorry, but I checked the date. It was 17th July. Radha Gopinath appearance day. And I was pretty very sure this is Radha Gopinath's reciprocation with this lady, that she was such a spiritual head in her family. She pushed one person and the whole family came in Krishna consciousness because of her push. And she accepted all the Hare Krishna things, right? Even though it was a different thing for her, but she accepted very positively. She also became the ISKCON devotee. So Radha Gopinath was, I felt Radha Gopinath, Lord Shiva were watching the whole thing and reciprocated. And a bigger surprise came just now. My mother called me and said that, you know, when she left her body, when this program was going on. Now the program is going on exactly at 12:30. While my auntie had put a mobile phone which has live relay of Radha Gopinath Brahmotsavam program going on, hearing that, my grandmother, she left her body in the Bhaktivedanta Hospital. This is the perfect reciprocation of Krishna Radha Gopinath. So we see that. So with this hope giving for every one of us, right, Radha Gopinath reciprocates with everyone. Now one thing so my personal understanding is that, you know, sometimes we may not be able to understand the reciprocation. Sometimes we may be able to understand, and sometimes we may be able to understand but we forget also that. That's another problem. We understand Radha Gopinath is reciprocating, but after 2 days we forget the reciprocation. But whatever it is, the process is working. The reciprocation is there, whether you know it or don't know it. Radha Gopinath is there for all of us, and he reciprocates. And wonderful, this one devotee just yesterday evening, he left his body, Janak Prabhu, Janaki Nath, Jigar, left his body. He was so dear to Radha Gopinath devotees. 17th July, he left his body. Aviram Gopal Thakur Prabhu, 17th July, he left his body. So, while there are so many tithis to leave body, there's one more good tithi for all Radha Gopinath devotees who meditate. There's a good tithi to be born, to start a business, to get married, and also to leave body, because it's a beautiful tithi of our own Ishtadev Radha Gopinath, who was arranging all wonderful reciprocation. So, this is something which I thought I'll just speak in gratitude to my grandmother, because she is the one because of whom we are all here, family, and I am also here. So thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai.
Prabhu ki jai. Thank you, Baldev Prabhu, for such a heart-touching story of your grandmother. Very, very grateful to you. Actually, when Baldev Prabhu was speaking about Maharaj, I was remembering His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj. He was speaking about, Baldev Prabhu was speaking about his grandmother, roots. So then Maharaj, once on his birthday, we celebrated his birthday in Srinaji Prabhu's terrace. So that birthday was, celebration was going on. Then the end, we told Maharaj had to speak. So Maharaj started recollecting all the fine details of 1989, 1987. Like he said, this Mataji, remember Mataji used to make idlis for me? And Prabhuji, remember you did this, arrange this program in that college? And everybody was like shocked. Maharaj is remembering these fine details. Like, it was shocking. It was like Mahaprakash Leela, you know, remembering everything. So then, next day morning, Gaur Gopal Prabhu and myself, we went to Maharaj and we said, Maharaj, we were shocked that you remember 30 years ago what all happened. Fine details. And then Maharaj said, very grave, yeah? Very grave. Maharaj became very grave. Maharaj said, if I don't remember the sacrifice and services of so many devotees who have done so much for our community, then my life is condemned. It was like a shocking statement. You know, he said, if I don't remember them, then my life is condemned. So in other words, he was saying that gratitude is most important quality to become dear to Krishna. So therefore, Baldev Prabhu, by talking about his grandmother, is reiterating this principle. So I want to thank all of you for participating in today's program. And also now we will have the special aarti. And after aarti, there will be prasadam. So we request all devotees to join us for aarti. And let us go back for the next 1 year, because we are hoping that by next year the pandemic will be over and more devotees can come to Temple Hall. So let us pray that more and more devotees can come here and get live darshan of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. So thank you once again, all of you, for attending to this program. Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Bhagavan ki jai. Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Avirbhav Mahamohotsav ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki. His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj ki. Anant Koti Vaishnav Bhakta Vrind ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande.
Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyadishatarine. Jayo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jayo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Oh Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Gopinatha Radhe Jaya Gauranithai 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 Jaya Gauranithai Jaya Shri Gopal Shri Gopal Shri Gopal Jaya Shri Gopal Prabhupada, 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 Jai Prabhupada. Nithai Gaur Haribol, 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 Gaur Haribol. Nithai Gaur Haribol, 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 Gaur Haribol. Jai Gaur Premanande, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Bhagavan ki, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Avirbhav Maha Mahotsav ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nithai Gaur Premanande. Jai Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parivrakacharya Stotar Shach Srimad Divine Grace Shilaisi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Stotar Shach Srimad His Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada ki Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki Prem se kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda ki Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shyam Kund Radha Kund Giriraj Govardhan ki ब्रज भूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथ पुरी धाम की श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ ललिता विशाखा देवी की श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ आविर्भाव महोत्सव की श्री श्री गौर निथाय भगवान की श्री गोपाल जी भगवान की श्रील प्रभुपाद की Nithai Gaur Premanande. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga.